Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October the 3rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December wheat down 2.5 cents, December corn down 0.5 cents, and November beans up 1.5 cents. Currently, we've got gold just down 0.5 cents, silver down 8 cents. We've got crude oil up 21, the dollar's up 13. So a little bit mixed on the outside markets. We had the big run-up on Friday as shorts covered some of their corn and some of their wheat. Was it just short covering as we ended the quarter and the month? May have been. I still believe we've got a big harvest out there and coming in. The weather looks like it's switching around a little bit. Last week we had pretty dry weather for most of the Midwest and the western part of the Corn Belt. Now it looks like it's going to get a little wetter there and a little drier out east where it's been wet. So all in all, I still think we're doing a pretty good job of getting this crop in. I think we'll see the crop ratings tonight show us that harvest is still behind schedule, but catching up, and I really don't see any major problems out there. I don't see the hurricane down in the Gulf causing a lot of problems here in the U.S. It may touch up into the Carolinas, but it doesn't look like it's going to bring a lot of price change to any of the grains out there. So we'll get export inspections this morning. They should be strong again. We didn't see any export announcements this morning. So, I think we're just back to where we've been. We know we've got good demand out there. The report's out of the way. This is the month where we average the corn prices for the insurance. So there would be a tendency by the government to see if they can't lift prices to avoid payments out there. But I think when it's all said and done, we've got to combat selling it on Rosh Hashanah, which was last night, buying it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur. We've got to fight the harvest pressure out here. And I just think unless the funds really get spooked for whatever reason and want to cover their short corn and short wheat here, that the real direction of this market should be lower. So we've got a few conflicting things out here. Today might help clear it up. If corn gives back a fair amount of what it gained on Friday, then I'd say we're in for more harvest pressure as we go along here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.